Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way. Look, I'm sad. I'm sad. If you want to know the truth of it, I'm sad. Because this is the final episode of season one of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'm changing some things for the next season. The podcast is going to come out less regularly. It's going to be more planned. It's going to be better. It's going to be wider reaching. It's going to be a more deep, more broad, more big, more hot, whatever. But it's been really quite nice just, you know, talking into the void, into a microphone once a week and slapping it out as fast as I can. Love to slap it out. Slapping it out as fast as I can. It's helped me stay accountable. I haven't... it's the closest thing to a job, you know? I mean, I've actually... No, I've worked... Well, it's just about the longest job I've had, almost 2 years. And I look forward to continue doing it in a better, newer way. But I just wanted to say thank you for listening. All of the episodes are going to stay up throughout December. And then just before January 1st, I'm going to take them all down and put them behind a paywall. So, as a day one fan, you have this opportunity to download as many of them as you like and keep them safe. Then you don't have to pay for them. Otherwise, you can join the Patreon. And on the Patreon, I will continue doing a weekly podcast. It'll be me talking every week. And there's going to be a lot to talk about, presumably. Sorry, I keep making these pauses. I just had a big sausage roll. And my esophagus is feeling worse for wear. That's the sort of thing that we won't be doing on the podcast moving into the future. It'll be well planned enough that if I'm having esophageal pain because of eating a sausage roll too quickly, we don't leave it in. We edit it out. And we wait for another time. We don't eat the sausage roll. So many possible that we get an AI machine to do the speaking for us. No, I probably won't do that one. I've been interested in doing that one. Deeply, deeply fearful of the AI. I'm not going to ramble. I just want to say thank you to some people. Number one, you, the listener, you've given me your time. You've given me your money. So many people have joined the Patreon. We now make $500 a month, which is outrageous. And I'm very grateful. And I'm grateful for all the things we've been able to use that money for. Not just the silver coins, but paying Sam Clark, who I'm also very thankful for. Sam Clark, the first mate. His career is flourishing. It's taking off. I should, frankly, when I discovered Sam Clark and realized how talented he was, I now see that prudentially what I should have done was to crush his spirit and told him that no one would want him. And he was lucky to have me. But instead, I told him the truth, which was, hey, you're great. Shouldn't you be doing more stuff? And now he is. He's doing a lot of stuff with other people. But he says he's still going to take the time, and our number one priority for each other is to make this movie, Brad's Glove, next year. And I think that's the movie that makes us the boat money. I hope I can grow the podcast and my career to get to a point where making a movie next year is a sensible thing to do, or at least something that we can do, even if not a sensible one. I'd like to thank Margot, second mate Margot. I'm really looking forward to being in the same country as Margot again. really one of the most talented people that I've ever met. Cannot wait to be in the country with Margot. So sad to be leaving Adelaide. I'll be doing, I guess, big Adelaide goodbye things when I ramble them out on the Patreon. Feel free to join the James Donald Force McCann Sailing Club. Well, don't feel free. Feel $5 a month. Contribute to another man's boat ownership. I'll whinge about that there. But I've got so many people that I love in Adelaide and who love me. I don't know how long we're going to America for. I hope we're back soon. I love this town. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. I'd like to thank other people too. I'd especially like to thank Jake Smith and Peter James, who were the instigator. They said, James, you've got to have a podcast. And they did that episode zero with me. I still think that's one of the better episodes of the podcast. It's a good episode. I hope those boys have incredible success. I'd like to thank everyone who's been a guest on the podcast. I'd like to thank everyone who's helped behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. Oh, I've got to sell the Volvo. I'm trying to sell the Volvo in the next 10 days and get a reasonable price for it. If you know anyone in Adelaide who wants to buy a Volvo, an XC90 Volvo, 2009, 2010, lots of cosmetic damage. I'll be selling that Volvo. I'll be taking the episodes offline. I'll be getting ready for the big, beautiful new launch of the podcast. And I'll be doing weekly podcasts in America, hosting someone else's podcast. More news on that soon. Can't wait to talk about that. But until the visa is 100% locked, I've promised that I'm not saying it. But the visa, it seems to be. People say it's 99.99% locked now. What a terrible thing it is to organize a visa. Terrible. It's just a paperwork. I'm not good at paperwork. Not my strength. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Download the episodes if you want. More podcasts coming soon. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Catamaran ho. I'll see you on the other side, baby. It's hard. I'll say this. It is challenging. Because I know I have to change the podcast to make the podcast more successful. It's growing really nicely. And if, you know, the James Donald Forbes McCann has a little mental breakdown into his microphone once a week, talking to an imaginary conglomerate of people, yeah, that'd be a perfectly agreeable podcast growing at the right rate. But I didn't start a podcast for that reason. I started the podcast to buy a boat. So I think I have learnt what does work and what doesn't work from a growing the podcast perspective and a joy. I don't want to... there we go. It came out. Yes! Yes! Feeling a lot better now. Who can say why women do not listen to this podcast at the same rate as men? Big shout out to all the Dublin ladies who've come across on the podcast. Still praying for Dublin. All right. I'm going to go. I don't want to drag it out. That's the end of season one. James Donald Forbes McCann, Catamaran Plan, Season 1. I'm never going to say that the next season is Season 2. I'm just going to say that's the show. I want you to know here, either behind the paywall here on Patreon listening or listening to this in December while it's still out on the internet. Yeah, it is going to be Season 2. But I would never call it Season 2 because when someone says, oh, go listen to, you know, whatever. Watch this show. It's a great show. Season 2 is where it starts getting good. I never watch that show because I don't want to suffer through one season that's bad or jump into a series halfway. So I'm just going to say it's the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. But yeah, Season 2 coming January 1st, 2024. Cannot wait to see what happens. God bless you. God keep you. Catamaran ho. I want you. I need you. Ciao for now. Unless you're on the Patreon, in which case I'll keep talking. Come over to the Patreon. Cannot sell that Patreon hard enough. I don't know if I want to be on Patreon in the future. Locals is something that a lot of people are saying good things about. Substack seems to be a good thing. I have to look into that and find the best way forward. And I will. Anyway, thank you. I'm gonna shut up. I feel emotional and there's too much to do. God bless you. God keep you. Ciao, 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 ciao. Mwah, 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 mwah. Hugs and kisses and lots of love. Here's a song. God save the king. Ah, the lefties don't want you saying it. They don't like God. They don't like kings. They don't like saving people. They don't like the definite article. But I'm all about God. God save the king. I don't even like the king. I really didn't like his mother. I thought she was no good. Nice lady, I'm sure, but she was a bad queen. And I don't mean that the way black people say it. You know, she a bad queen. She was a bad queen. I've spent a lot of time on Wikipedia. I know what a good queen looks like. I know what a bad queen looks like. Here's how you know if a leader was great. First of all, it's in the name. But secondly, they have shaded in more of the map once they die. Alexander the Great started out with Macedonia, a place that's not even worth going to now. And he took over the whole world. That's pretty great. That's pretty great. Queen Elizabeth II started with everything. You couldn't ask for a better hand. She had the Suez Canal. It was gone in 6 months. She had East and West Pakistan. Can you believe that? She had Rhodesia. It's not even a country anymore. She didn't even try to hold on to Rhodesia. The Rhodesians broke away and they said, "We want you to keep being the queen." And she said, "Now's not a good time for me, actually, to be the queen of Rhodesia." She had Hong Kong and she pissed it up against the wall.